What is up, fanboys and fangirls? Welcome to another Fan Tracks podcast coming to you from fanboysanonymous.com. I'm Tony Mango, joined by Robert E. Felice.
It's about family.
Yes. The Fast and Furious movies are not what we're talking about today. We're talking about Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
I know from the commercial, though, where he's like, I've seen all the movies. It's about family. And then nobody.
Yeah, that's why I did the pause. Yeah. I don't know too much about this movie. I mean, this just came out on digital, so that's why we're watching it right now. I would have gone to see this in theaters, but Black Adam 2 came out. And Black Adam 2 was not good. And
Black Adam 1, there was no...
Shazam 2, Black Adam 1, you know, that kind of thing. I didn't like it. And I wasn't the biggest fan of the first Shazam movie. I thought there were some positive charms to it and some negatives and stuff. What did you think about that one?
It was fine. Like, not my favorite. None of the live action DC things are. So this is just... I'm around to hang out with you and watch a superhero movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I'm not putting too much stock into this.
I would have gone to see this in theaters, as I said, just because I go to see all these and stuff, but it was also, I mean, March is a crazy time for the pro wrestling stuff, so got a lot of stuff to get into, but I didn't see anything in theaters in March for the most part. I still haven't seen 65, I still haven't seen John Wick Chapter 4, so there are things I need to catch up on, and now that Shazam is here, yeah, well, look at that, we get a chance to do it. So I figured instead of watching it, doing a review point, being late to the game on that, we'll just do a Fan Tracks. And if you don't know what a Fan Tracks is, you can't tell by the way that things are labeled and stuff. This is an audio commentary track, and that means that we are not providing the movie for you. That's not going to be up on your screen here on YouTube. Obviously, if you're listening on Spotify, we certainly can't because that is audio only anyway. But I don't want to deal with the copyright issues that go along with that. So instead, what we do is we have a little time code up on the screen. And I know that that is so much more beneficial than most other people because most people just have like, hey, we see, go ahead and hit the play button. And then if you want to skip ahead, you're screwed. Now, I'm a nicer guy than that. So I give you a countdown of 3, 2, 1, play. And when I say play, that's when we hit play on our streams. That's when you should hit play, because that way you can be synced up with the time code. And if at any point you do need to hit the pause button or anything, you can just sync that up correctly again. Everything should work smoothly. We never really have any issues when it comes to that. Especially because we're all going to be watching it on the same stuff. We all got the BOD type stuff going on here. So it's not like somebody's got Betamax and somebody's got a DVD version of it and whatever. Betamax. Why the fuck am I bringing Betamax up for?
You're that far apart.
Yeah. No, I didn't even go with VHS. I've never used a Betamax in my entire life.
Whoa, pal.
Yeah. I've never used one of them in my life. That's past my age even.
It might be past your bedtime there, Grandpa.
Well, you know, I mean, enough gray in my hair. I already hit the Shazam button to age up. I just didn't get any of the positives that goes along with it. The wisdom of Solomon and all this stuff. Nah, I just have bad back and all these other horrible things.
You ever say Shazam and then your back is fixed?
That'd be great, man. Shazam. Nah, it still hurts. So, yeah, Shazam Fury of the Gods. This is one of the few movies before everything gets rebooted. I don't know how that's really going to factor in here, but I purposely haven't checked out much about this. I saw the trailers when they were leading up to the movie, but as far as I'm aware, it's about a bunch of ancient gods that they're fighting, and one of them's the girl that was in the remake of West Side Story. I don't know. I think she's like Billy's love interest in this or something. So we're going to watch it and give our first impressions all the way along here. We're going to react to whatever we react to. We're going to laugh at whatever we want to laugh at. Talk about some other side tangents if things get boring or whatever. And the whole point is you are watching this with us. Same kind of thing as if you were sitting in the same room as what we are, which we're in two separate rooms anyway. But you know what the point is. So
you don't got to tell them. You can use your imagination.
Yeah. You just, and if you are imagining something in particular, let us know what you're imagining. Hopefully it's not creepy.
Thank you.
You know, if you're sitting there like, yeah, you know, I picture we're all sitting there eating pizza and Rob's shoveling some pretzels in his mouth or something. I don't know. So yeah, on the screen, you will see I'll be like 3, 2, 1, play. You can see right now for a little test that that is counting along. I'm going to pause that and reset it. And that's all you really got to do is when I say 3, 2, 1, play, you hit the play button, same time as we have it. Then we'll go along. We'll talk about all the rest of the stuff. So as we do that, drop your thoughts in the comments below. React to what we're talking about. Toss out anything you want to keep this conversation going. And of course, very, very, very quickly, let me just remind everybody that we've got some things going on here. So if you want to follow Fanboys Anonymous, follow on the YouTube channel, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Patreon. If you want more of these things, go to Patreon and do the Pick Your Poison tier. Same thing as the YouTube join button. If you see the little channel membership, that is also another means to get to Pick Your Poison. So if you want to go like, hey, I want these guys to watch some more movies, I am, you know, wanting more review points, I want more Mount Rushmore stuff, I want more articles on the website, whatever it might be. Maybe you are feeling so inclined to have us watch those for Tim Burton. Well, the Tim Burton and then the Schumacher one. Please
do this.
I'm
tired of asking.
Also, stay tuned for The Batman, A Nighttime Story, 100 Records from the Wayne Foundation Archives. Chapter 3 of that coming out somewhat soon. I'm still working on it. Man, there are so many people that Bruce Wayne trains with. It's insane. That's part of the Blueprint Project. If you want to know more about what the Blueprint Project is all about, I will tell you more at the end of all this, but you should also go back and check out the video explaining what that is all about, because that's the best possible means for me to do that. And of course, we got a movie watch. So I am all set up and ready to go. Rob is all set up and ready to go. And if you are not, hit the pause button and come back when you are, because we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1, play.
So first things first, I'm a pretzel guy to you.
I don't know. You seem like you could be more of a pretzel guy than I am, at the very least.
Fair. What are your thoughts on pretzels?
They're okay. It's never my go-to. They're better when they're chocolate covered too.
I have to be in a very specific mood for pretzels.
Like, you know how like almost everybody puts pretzels in a bowl and then chips in a bowl? I'm eating those fucking chips.
Yep.
You think that they're gonna do a different intro like this once we get the reboot? Or do you think they're going to keep it?
I wouldn't be opposed to it, you know? You know me. I'm all about changes, logos, new era, new aesthetic. I believe in that very strongly.
Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Man, those gods are furious. They're all like, the fuck Shazam? Sure. Best character in the previous movie, I thought, was Freddy. So hopefully Freddy's good in this one.
Now, is it the lowest rated movie in the DC?
It might be. I mean, the Suicide Squad might be. I don't know.
Fuck that movie.
The staff was plot, plot, plot. Exposition. Yeah, screw you, little kid. Yeah, the Philly people, they're the ones that broke it.
Philadelphia. What's wrong with them?
Riots. You don't want to stop him? Come on.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's pretty deadly.
Helen Mirren, by the way, my fan cast for my preference of Dr. Leslie Tompkins.
I'll agree with that. I said Madam Web, and I stand by that.
I could see that working pretty well too.
You're a bit late, aren't you?
Oh. oh, I'm going to go unleash the chaos.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is he going to bite him? No, oh, no. Okay. I thought he was going to, like, bite her face.
For sweet nothings that'll turn people evil.
That's what I need for my back right now. So we're going with a zombie plot in this movie, basically. At what point do they just whisper to the characters and then they become zombies as well and the whole movie's done?
I don't put any logic into this.
Wait, isn't that the same dude that they already just... Or he just looks super similar. Oh no, all these priceless antiques. Eh.
How'd you not go for that guy first?
Yeah.
Oh, joof.
One of the things I didn't like about the first movie was the fact that they didn't have Black Adam as a villain, and instead they had, like, those gargoyles and just the idea of, like, the seven deadly sins and all.
Looking back on it, how do you feel?
Hmm?
Looking back on it, how do you feel about Black Adam not being the villain?
I mean, I still think they should have just not had that movie. They should have just had Black Adam be the villain of the first film. Well, that sucks to be you, everybody.
Oh, that poor guy.
You gonna smash him? Yep.
No, he was a nice guy. You ever think about that, Tony? Human champions are still humans.
Tell that to Batman.
Womp womp.
Yep. Why wouldn't Billy just talk to him?
Because
this is funnier, fuck you, you know? Yeah, one thing at a time. That's a solid gag.
Yeah. Why are they wearing a headset if they're in the same room? Why are they?
Right. Oh, that's right. The step parents or the foster parents don't know. Forgot about that. Obviously. What were your thoughts on these supporting characters?
Not necessary. There's a ton happening here.
Code phrase. So I remember thinking Darla was funny. I remember thinking Mary was like a little bit on the bland side, but solid enough, like, you know, the older sister type. Eugene and I'm blanking on the other one's name. I think it's Pedro. They didn't have like almost any characteristics that I could remember. And I liked Freddy.
That must be nice. I don't know how you wouldn't abuse that.
To just all your family members have superpowers?
Yeah, and then you say Shazam and then... Bam, I go from one body type to perfect body type.
Right, yeah. Like, why would you ever say it again? Just be that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe get off the bridge.
Yeah, what are you doing, bro? Like, it's gonna break. Oh, no.
This is all Magneto's fault.
Wrong company?
Nah, it's still him. Good song.
I mean... Okay. Please, do something. Go in the water.
Now, technically, what are they going to do with this? Just grab everybody off the bridge? Because... It's not like they can forge the metal together.
Family, Tony.
Yeah, it's just with family. Vin Diesel's going to come along with all these cars and just going to... It's been a long time.
Jesus Christ. Man, would you at least like try to get out of the car or something?
Right.
R.I.P. to the other people?
Yeah, the other ones. No, nobody cares. Captain Every Power. Yeah, especially if you're Freddy and like you got to use the cane to walk.
Yeah, like don't. Listen, if I could say Shazam and not have to deal with it, duh.
Right.
It's not getting said again, period.
Yeah, I liked Darla the first time around. Mary knows what the hell she's doing. because she's the smart one. Actually, no, I think it's like Pedro's supposed to be the smart one, but she's just kind of the mature one.
Jesus.
You know, this guy was supposed to be Superman at one point.
Like, they had him pitch for Superman?
They, when they were going to do the movie where Armie Hammer was Batman, Megan Gale, I think, was Wonder Woman, and Adam Brody there, he was going to be Flash. Yeah, so he was almost Flash, so they gave him that role. And DJ Catrona was going to be Superman, so they gave him this role.
That's fun.
Mary's hot. Everybody's safe, except for that one car that, you know, died.
Yeah, I saw two cars, like, flop into the ocean. What do you do, fellow kids?
You legit stole one of their cats?
Bro.
Okay, I thought this was inside the their house, I was gonna say, and you didn't notice that Freddy's got a fucking whole bunch of these things. But yeah, if that's the... Home Sweet Closet. Oh, you're going to have the gay character come out of the closet? Really?
Hey. Would love a lair.
Yeah.
Just in general, like...
I wouldn't mess around with things like this.
No?
You never know if you're going to be on like the other plane of existence and never be able to come back, you know?
Yeah, but I think that's part of the adventure. I wonder how much they paid for that.
Right. The little figures.
John Cena could have played Billy Batson here.
Oh, he very easily could have. He was one of my top fan casts for that before they announced that it was going to be Zachary Levi. I was like, all right, Cena's got to be in the running. Okay, there you go. Yeah, it's kind of a low blow there.
Pretty shitty.
I like that they have her not change. Because it's like, yeah, she's in college. Why would she age up to like a 30-year-old? Yeah.
Does that mean that Billy shouldn't change though? I mean, like,
I mean, now that he's going to be 18.
Yeah.
Pretty soon he shouldn't be. But then again, they also don't address the fact that it's like when he becomes the more mature version of himself, he is arguably less mature than the Billy character, you know?
Yeah. Why don't they?
Because they're just like, hey, it's funnier this way.
Shut up.
Adult is acting like a teenager, huh? Or yeah, as Ryan George would say with the pitch meeting, hey, shut up. Where does Shazam kind of rank to you from, like, DC superheroes? Because I've never been a huge fan.
No, not at all.
It's way too old school for me.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say a very dated concept. See, it's cool because he can say a word and then become an adult.
Yeah, and just, I mean,
adult kiddos?
Like, the hokiness of it, like, the Shazam being the thing, and you got Mary Marvel and all. Never been my favorite.
So it wasn't a vessel.
She's like, all right, I can arrange that. Jimon Hounsou has been in so many things.
He's good at his gig.
Mm-hmm. Never say never again. Check out A Review to a Kill over here on Fanboys Anonymous.
Watch Never Say Never Again. He's trying.
What do you think the word is? Shazam? Be funny if it was Kalamazoo or something. Just completely unrelated.
Damn, the word Shazam can get anything done.
Right. Except keep the family together.
Shazam. Nothing?
You got enough power that you can't get out of this prison? I am so curious what convinced Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren to do these parts.
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
Because they are well like- known enough. Like, they could just be like, why would I want to be the shared villains of Shazam 2, you know? Okay, so these two are going to be love interests, not Billy. Oh. She's like, oh, it's fun when they pick on this guy. Come on, Brett or whatever. Hey, Diedrich Bader. You know who he voiced in DC?
Yeah.
Batman Brave and the Bold.
Huh. What was that? What was that little twinkle? Like...
Of course you are. You left your locker open, Pat. Get it, Freddy.
That would be very on brand for how I was in high school.
On brand for what?
On brand for how I was in high school.
To be like, Freddy, it's my name.
Oh dear. Don't do this.
Fuck. So you couldn't do that with a fucking chipped rock that was around you? Huh.
What dream are we in here? I like Shazam.
That makes sense.
Turn around, it's your sister.
Okay, creepy if that is the case. I mean, they're not related, but obviously. I don't remember them killing him off in the last movie, but
I'm confused.
Yeah. The one thing is, I can't tell you. Freddy ain't there. Freddy's off thinking about Anne. Good song to be doing some superhero stuff too.
Did you just do that in public? I mean, he was in an alleyway, but like.
Yeah. Why is it that every movie thinks that school cafeteria lunch workers absolutely hate all the kids?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know plenty of them from high school that they were like, they were fucking nice. They're all like, hey, you know, what's up, everybody? You having a good day?
She's really nice.
I love when they do things like Freddy's almost always wearing just blue. Darla, of course, has the purple on. Very Power Rangers rule, you know?
You know, I gotta say, Billy's a bit of a dick here. Couldn't let his brother just have that moment?
Right, yeah. It's like, you don't see how cute she is? Go for it, Freddy, you know? Let him give Freddy a win. Oh, Mary's getting drunk. A lot of the mythological stuff I've never been super duper into either. Like, I had a mythology class in high school, and I was always just like, so that one's the same as this one, right? Yeah, but this one's Heracles instead of Hercules. So it's the same fucking guy.
Seems like you're at the end of that, though.
One of my favorite things was a friend of mine, Charlie. We were, you know, learning a bunch of different terms that they used to have for different things, and one of them was arete, which is like kind of like a like spunk for like the mythological people, like, oh, you've got so much like power and heroism and all that. And my friend Charlie was like, just to use it in a sentence, he's like, oh yeah, this one guy, he's got so much arete, it's oozing out his nipples. And my teacher's like, Charlie, like, come on.
That's fun.
Man, these books are just flying off the shelf.
Do you feel better?
I was just going to say, he's the one mapping it out. He didn't figure the script out yet. Good old Steve, best character. Hell of a penmanship there, Steve. Tell you what his thing is. You see her?
Women. Like.
He's like, ah, she touched me.
Pretty cute.
But then, how do you explain where Freddy went?
Very clever.
He doesn't lie about being a superhero.
Without skipping a beat.
Right. They never met the wizard? I could have sworn that they met him in the first movie. I don't remember. It's been years since I watched it. I only watched it once. Yeah, good. They're calling attention to it. I wonder if the little Mr. Mind is going to pop up in this. The little caterpillar thing. Dude, he's on fucking so many movies.
So, it annoys me that these real life newscasters just do this shit now.
Anthea is her name. So that's why she goes by Anne. I'm also 14. No, he's 17, so.
Oh no.
Oh, they skipped right to that. Okay, good. Maybe say it backwards. Mazash. Jump off the building.
Oh, man.
No. Yeah, look at that. I got that right. No. She said she wouldn't touch him. They're on the rooftop.
Oh.
Burst.
Oh,
pulling some shit. Doctor Strange type shit here. That was a shit move. So they're supposed to be sisters, right?
Yeah.
The hell, she's so much younger.
Hey, shut up.
Like, I mean, Lucy Liu is younger than Helen Mirren, but... That's an age gap alone. Daddy, you get Helen around. Mirren and Rachel Zegler together?
Daddy gets around.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, technically, I guess if it's their Atlas, his daughters, like Zeus would fucking everybody like crazy. for like millennia. I think Atlas probably would have just shrugged the whole situation off.
Good for Helen Mirren for just getting into this movie.
You want to call Wonder Woman?
Kid, he just wanted love. What's wrong with that?
See, that's what you get for thinking that the hot new girl is interested in you. I thought there was a make one move and I'm gonna snap his neck. Well, he moved.
Yeah, but is it really worth snapping his neck when you can just, you know?
Just man, they're going to revert back to the bridge again. It'll be like, there's no good bridges in this area.
Billy, stay back. They are using the staff.
This is that dome from the Simpsons movie.
Eepa! Eepa! Oh, that wasn't smart. Oh.
Well, definitely, and turning babyface at some point. Babyface, yeah. For those that aren't wrestling fans, means becoming hero. Good. And nobody's going to call Superman. Or anybody in...
Blitzer really need the fucking paycheck?
Yeah, probably did. Like I said, he's been popping up in a lot more movies. He pops up in Skyfall and everything. Could just kill yourself. Yeah, with what? Creepy. You couldn't have used that tooth instead of that little splinter?
How long until Anne turns babyface?
How far in the movie are we? We're 49 minutes into a 2-hour and 10 movie. So 25 minutes?
20 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you're a super pager. Yeah, you're not fat, so. I don't know enough about the Shazam series and Captain Marvel and all that to know if the Steve thing is an actual reference or not. It might just be created for this.
It will be forever now.
Use ChatGPT. What a waste of paper. All right. Marry, fuck, kill. You got Mary, Anne, and adult Darla.
Nice on the adult.
But yeah, I mean, you got it, obviously.
I'd marry Lucy Liu.
Are you throwing her in there? You had three daughters and said. What's funny enough is out of all of them, the one that I think I would probably get along with the most would be Helen Mirren.
Obviously.
Say their name, say their name. You're acting kind of freebie. Look at that!
You son of a bitch! Yeah,
what am I, fucking precognil? It's a complicated paper plane. I can't even do origami. Hmm.
this happens all the time when I
when you do the text of a voice to text
all the time.
What do you mean? I don't know. You can't tell them what Gatorade is.
Who is she? I like that she has genuine feelings for him. You know? They really cut through the bullshit there. They're not doing the whole, I was using you.
But it's a little creepy that she's into a kid because she's probably thousands of years old.
But I'm assuming that she is also a kid. That's not complicated, Tony. That's...
You know who this kid, Jack Dylan Grazer, if he wasn't Freddie Freeman, which he's a damn good Freddie Freeman, I could see him being a really good Jimmy Olsen.
I like it.
I could see him being a good Peter Parker, too.
I would like a new Peter Parker. Sorry, Tom. I'm not big on high school, Peter.
Not big on high school what?
I'm not big on high school, Peter.
Nah, you like more college age, Peter?
Yeah.
Spider-Man, not Spider-Boy.
Very much so. Well, that's scary. Hey, Anna's coming through.
It's not hard to remember.
Ding.
Jeff. Good old Jeff Freebie. Let's get some proper Philly cheesesteaks. They're in Philly. Got a fucking Tony Luke's. There's worse names. I don't see any cheese whiz on that. You're not doing it right.
Okay, so I know nothing of this Rachel Zegler.
Rachel Zegler?
Because I know nothing of what she was in, because she's only been in apparently West Side Story.
And this.
Good for her.
Seems like a solid enough actress. She's definitely attractive, so that's going to go far.
Barely born before 9/11, but that's just...
I hate being old.
Yeah, like... The adult Darla,
Megan Good,
was the main love interest on Cousin Skeeter from Nickelodeon. Very interesting. Damn, what a burn.
I'm rooting for her.
You need help.
Look, she knows what she's doing. She's getting the job done.
Sign her up for Madam Web. Family.
Have you seen any of them?
Fast and Furious?
Mm-hmm.
I saw number 8 when I was in Hawaii.
Started out with number 8. I mean, it's not like I would assume that the plot really would be like, you know, you got to watch one and then the other.
It's only funny to watch chronologically because you can just see them get more ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I like the sound design in this little part. That like...
Alright, Billy, you need to just go. Imagine being cast to do a fight scene with Helen Mirren.
Yeah, that's gotta be strange.
Like, Lucy Liu, it's an honor. Helen Mirren, I didn't think we were getting here.
Well, she was in Red, but that's the different type of action movie, you know?
Yeah.
It is so weird to think of, like, if the superhero boom that happens now in the past 10 years plus and all, if that would have been the case a couple decades ago, like, Brad Pitt would have easily been a superhero and, like, you would have had
Brad
like
Pitt would have been like Batman and
or like Captain America maybe, or like Denzel Washington might have ended up being Black Panther, you know. I like how they make Darla actually still a kid. She's the only one that retains that.
I think she has to because she's so young.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ugh. You start fucking with electrical wires. That's like another one of those fears I didn't know I had. That's awesome. I got ragdolled by Helen Mirren today.
It's a regular Tuesday for Helen Mirren.
I believe it.
Come on, chemistry chick. You don't know how to do this? Oh, I thought she was going to pull a Bane there.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God.
Nice. And Pedro is just off on the side there. Yeah, you gotta hide him in the porta potty. But now she's in there, so.
Think of what? Oh, it can't be that easy. She's gonna like open it herself and just.
I mean, probably, right?
There you go. Did you write this movie? To be honest,
if I did, I think a couple things would be different. Aw. Maybe you should have had somebody guard her.
Yeah. By the way, giving someone only yellow Skittles, that's totally something that I think is pretty mean.
Those are lemon flavored, right?
Yeah.
Or is it one of those things? Are Skittles the types of things kind of like M&M's where they're all
actually
the same flavor?
Skittles actually have flavors.
Ah, okay. I mean, if that's lemon, I can fuck with the lemon ones.
I think the grape ones suck. I think the lemon ones suck.
No, grape I'm not doing. I don't like grape flavored anything. But I do like grapes.
I can go for some Skittles, man.
This is actually the second conversation I've had this week about the idea of liking something flavored but not the thing itself, or vice versa.
What's the other thing also? Grape?
No, it was blueberries. We were passing by a thing about blueberry cheesecake, and I was like, man, blueberry cheesecake's good. Blueberry muffins are great, but I don't like blueberries.
I had that conversation on Thursday about banana flavored things and bananas and grape flavored things and grapes. Love grapes, love bananas, hate their flavored things.
Apples, good. Apple flavored things, not really my favorite. But
what about apple scented?
I got a bad sense of smell. I can't really smell the apple stuff that well.
Really? How are you functioning?
Barely.
Shazam?
But the weird thing is, love strawberries. Love strawberry flavored things. That's the only one that's the exception to the rule. Works both ways. Actually, pineapple. Same thing.
Pineapple's great.
Pineapple is the best fruit. And orange. All right. The exception to rule actually has like five of them, so never mind. Orange, apple, strawberry, watermelon, pineapple. You would think I would say mango, but not my favorite.
Well, clearly you didn't say mango because only Caroline's allowed to taste it.
like, brought you a gift.
You cast Helen Mirren as M.
Maybe a competition. She could be a great M. That's true. Simpering boar. That's not an insult you hear on a regular basis.
What do you think? You think Freddie and Anne get together?
I got a feeling they're going to do one of those things where it's like, hey, Freddie, we can't be together because I'm going to go off on another world, but you learned your lesson that you should stand up for yourself and you could get the girl. Kind of thing.
No, I just think they should get together. like enough of the moral. We don't need the moral.
Yeah, humans pretty much are monstrous. Turn on the news, man.
Not relate to the villains.
Yeah, I live in New York. The amount of times that I hear like. There's a shooting here, or you know, somebody's walking around. Man with pointy stick. There was that thing, however, a couple of months ago where the person walked into a Walgreens with a sword. I think I sent you a screenshot of that.
What's wrong with people?
So many things. What would your strategy be here if you were Freddy?
Use the crutch to knock it down. Not like that. Go. No.
Come on.
Awesome.
Did I miss something? How is it that getting the crutch gave him his power back?
Metal. Lightning.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
That much I do know about.
What's a better Lucy Liu role? Oren Ishii from Kill Bill or Fry's robotic girlfriend in Futurama?
Oh, I love the Futurama bit with Lucy Liu. Kill Bill is so much fun, though. I'm gonna go Kill Bill.
At least they're gonna know. And Pedro looks like Pedro. Yeah, they all know. They're like, wait, did we adopt another kid who's the wizard? That's a good line about the gay thing, man. I like that quite a bit.
Yes, Mom, there's a dragon.
So they were saying that they could barely pay the bills. Now they got all these repairs. oh, no, and you're not going to have repairs anymore. You have a new, you need a whole new fucking house. Never mind. What's her face can do it. Anne. She can rearrange that shit. She'll fix the house.
But she has to be Freddy's live-in girlfriend.
For another couple months, right?
Yeah, and then they could just be superheroes and you don't have to pay shit because they're super. Listen, the whole Spider-Man is struggling all the time. Thing is admirable, but like, he's a superhero. Can he at least have his shit together?
Yeah. Also, hey, they looked at them and they didn't recognize Mary. Mary didn't change, remember?
Also, plot twist, they bought the house. Oh God, please don't let this be a... You had the power all along.
Some of these shots, you could tell that green screen was sort of a last minute thing.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, you might need to go catch her, dude.
Fucking run.
If you really catch Mary and then go for the thing. That's what you gotta do.
I like the ragdoll physics here. Still, wouldn't that actually kill her still?
Yeah, that they, people do the whole thing where they're like, you know, if Superman catches Lois at that rate, that you would just get like split in half.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, Citizens Bank Park.
Kind of cool.
They don't have the little Liberty Bell going on in the background like they normally do. And I don't see my friend working security.
I don't see anyone. I guess lucky for them, it's not game day.
Also, fitting place for a garden. I think you'd be better off at Madison Square Garden. Ba-dum-tsh.
Then a happy scream.
That's late in the dragon being like, yeah.
All right, let's have a real conversation here. Superheroes, they save the day, but are they worth the damage and destruction?
Well, considering if they don't, the whole world tends to end, it's still a net positive. But yeah, there's no way they go through this movie and it isn't ending with Anne fixing all this. Surprised they haven't messed up the Rocky statue.
Maybe they've never seen a Rocky movie.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Good series. Individual films, not necessarily the best, but you package them all together in one story. Good story. Still gotta watch Creed.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you have to package them with Creed? Oh my god.
Creed 3, I mean, I've seen Creed 1
oh
too.
Oh god. Oh god. This is a disturbing thing.
Yeah. Unlocking yet another fear of yours.
Oh shit, yes.
It's like a chimera? Yeah. Oh. She did. Fuck. That's even freakier.
He might not be dead, though.
Yeah, just completely shattered body.
Bro. Oh, it's a centaur. Oh, it's an orc.
Cyclops.
All right, give up your superpowers and prevent this, or be stubborn and allow all this to happen. Anne,
what the fuck do you and your sisters keep doing here? Yeah, see?
That was good. Okay, we got there.
Still gonna give him a kiss, though.
Gross.
Okay, at least they're calling attention to these things. Yeah. To be fair, he said he's, what, 18 in a month? And she doesn't follow those rules anyway. She's 6,000 years old. They didn't have any of that crap back then. What about its mom, huh?
Better. John Cena would have been great.
Yeah, he really would have killed that sub role. But he's a great peacemaker, so. Can we just get Asher Angel another scene in the movie? He's barely been in it. Billy, we weren't fucking talking about that at all.
Yeah, like what?
You didn't even like overhear a conversation of, hey, what are we gonna do?
He's aging out. Oh.
Yeah, you know, maybe they could have had that scene. Maybe they deleted it. Kick that dragon's ass. Go kick their ass. Okay, close enough.
Really fun movie.
Battle wagon. If you were standing around right then, you found all this, and it turns out all they have to do is say Shazam, wouldn't you, as their foster parents, be like, Shazam, fuck, it didn't work, you know? Maybe I got powers too, for all I know.
I mean, I've done that like 3 times.
I was gonna say that was way too easy to convince her, but doesn't matter, she's no! dead.
Helen Mirren. Your That's character you had a name, but you're Helen Mirren.
Hespera. Maybe that's how they do it. Nope, maybe not. Oh, the bolts are going to hit her. Never mind. Here's our Zack Snyder shot.
Interesting.
So maybe they do end with her and Freddy together. And maybe she doesn't fix everything. Still could call it Superman. I would assume.
More importantly, Superman could have just shown up.
Yeah.
Move.
You mean Amanda Waller's not checking up on this? That was unnecessary. Yeah, well, New Unicorns don't fucking like you, little girl.
Skittles.
But all the different things from the Skittles blend all the rainbow.
I mean, I was just thinking they give them Skittles because...
Because she was taking out the yellow ones.
Yeah. Poor dragon. Dragon didn't do shit to you.
Poor this building. All the property damage. Building, yeah.
Poor car. Poor, you know.
Some corporation's out of business now.
Why did you just sit there and take it?
Right.
Nice Captain Marvel reference. Who said that?
He looks like that would have been a cameo. Maybe like the guy that played Captain Marvel. That
was definitely a cameo.
Because they got him in the like the
red and yellow
and all. Okay. He's probably the dude that played him on the TV show or something.
On like the TV serial in the 50s and 60s.
Or yeah, it's probably one of those. But I never watched that, so.
We're going to look.
You get your blue sky beam. So far, they haven't done anything with the whole mapping out the door room yet.
Patience.
Unless their big payoff was locking her in the...
It's the unicorn.
Locking her in the jail cell and then that being worthless, if that was the whole big payoff. What if that thing just killed Darla?
Oh my god.
Just rammed the horn right in there. They are going to use Skittles.
I win. It's the rainbow bitch.
You think that this was a thing that they just threw in there? I think that this was like product placement. Skittles was like, can you incorporate this into the movie?
That changes my answer. She said taste the rainbow, so maybe it was a little bit of product placement.
And the way that like horses and stuff work, it's like, oh, you did that? Well, then you can just jump on my back and tell me to do everything for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Oh my god, there's a horse.
And everybody knows how to ride a horse, too. I've never ridden a horse before.
Oh!
Okay. this movie so much better than Black Adam.
This movie was good. I've liked every bit of it. Just don't put too much stock in these things. It's been fun.
You got Mr. Miyagi.
Oh shit.
Get rid of the dome.
Why did you not find your dude?
Nobody's wondering this, this girl's got like these.
Oh fuck. Oh, they said open fire. Alexa, stop. Run,
Yeah.
Bro, we don't need this trauma.
You think he's just going to say Shazam and have the power?
He said, I'm going to die with the girl I love today. He's the only one that's kind of pushed through everything.
He's the only one that what?
He's the only one that's kind of pushed through everything.
I still couldn't hear you. What?
He's the only one that's kind of pushed through everything.
Yeah. Love.
All right, now if you're going to kiss her, you better do it now.
And then they just go chomp and eat some.
Ready for wait for it? Shazam. Shazam.
Smart. Why don't you use the staff? Oh, now it's at night. Gotta set that mood. Immediately changed.
It's pre-daylight savings, you know, time. Getting dark quick.
Family. Say it. too old for this shit.
The dome is gone.
Do you think it goes straight to the idea of I'm going to go fly up to the sky and sacrifice myself?
Yeah. Because this whole movie, he's been a selfish little prick.
Oh, okay, never mind. Because it's going to do everything in there, so just them. You going to ruin the entirety of Citizens Bank Park like that? Come on. Where are the police going to play?
I don't care about baseball. Bitch. It's a pretty visual.
And then she dies. It's just bad. Might want to get to doing the whole battery thing here.
Hurry it up.
I used to think I needed all of you, but really I can just do this all myself.
This is a Freddy movie. Imagine Helen Mirren dying. If Helen Mirren died while you were doing that monologue, you're fine.
Right, yeah.
You think she's just clinging to life?
Sitting there going, Dolly!
And she has, like, control of it. But just, like, when it's over, she'll just die.
Yeah. I mean, when she said, as long as she's still alive, the dome will be there. When she dies, the dome will disappear.
Imagine how much control that must take.
How what?
Imagine how much control that must take.
Hmm. A godly amount of power. Why would you have it bouncing around like that if you can just have with your hand?
Could have been done like 5 minutes ago.
Stand there and just shoot the lightning directly at it.
It's not as good of a visual.
Thing. Right. Billy. no dragon. Not even a dragonfly.
Oh, now you want
to... Yeah.
Why are you dragging it out? No problem. Oh.
I mean, this dragon's made out of wood. You can't take that.
Burn it, bro.
Yeah.
All right, are we supposed to get like a sign? Like, is it supposed to be completely overcome? Okay, here it comes.
Alfred's looking pretty Black Adam there, huh?
No. That movie never happened. Okay, this has to be the death blow.
Now he says Shazam. There you go.
Crazy visual.
Bleh. Thanos dusted her off. No, he didn't.
You silly person. Thanos doesn't even exist in this world.
Huh?
Thanos doesn't even exist in this world. Well, he does, but...
Thanos exists in all universes. Yeah, they're all just gonna fucking be snapped away like Infinity
really
Gauntlet mode.
Thanos here. Get off him.
Man, street sweepers on here, they're gonna have to clean up all these fucking leaves.
Do you really care about Billy? Yeah, yeah, it's your hot new 6,000-year-old girlfriend next to you.
A security guard pops up. Sir, you can't go into the field like this.
Pretty convenient that she didn't age.
Yeah.
You would know if he's dead. You could smell it.
Got you.
Got it, yeah. Got it. Guys, you don't smell a dead body. I mean, no.
She's like, if you want, I got my powers back. I can rearrange them. Well, they didn't say that she got her powers back. Well, they didn't say if any of them got their powers back, for that matter.
I guess they didn't. Can we get her some normal clothes? So Billy's just dead, huh?
Somehow, I have a feeling he probably isn't.
Shazam?
Also, that's going to blow away immediately.
Could Tony, please?
People always do that in movies. They'll like put like a little trinket on top of a tombstone, and it's like, you do realize that that's gonna not stick on the tombstone, right?
They're grieving.
No.
That's where you're wrong, champ.
They're giving her the theme and all.
What?
I mean, Gal Gadot throws that whole marry, fuck, kill thing into a, you know? I mean, she is the god, yeah, demigod, so.
Steve wrote the letter, didn't he?
Yeah.
What?
You gotta bring Billy back to life while you're at it.
Hey, can we also say Shazam and get her powers
back? Yeah. That is a little, hey, how do we get all this? I don't know. Wonder Woman pops up and just does it.
I'm waiting for him to, like, be sitting on the throne explaining that that's what happened. Rather than, like, the normal of just... Yeah, I survived, whatever. There goes her powers. I kind of wanted her to stay a human.
I wouldn't have been opposed to it, but I guess it makes sense that they would be, like, restoring everybody's powers, so...
Really deserves happy. Given the powers, boy.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot.
I like Gal Gadot a lot. Yeah, that's true. Well, not Pedro. What if people come into the place? No Shazamming indoors?
Gotta be Shazam.
It's a guy, Jeffrey. Dude looks like a straight up pimp.
Yeah, how about you fix their house, brother? That was really fun, dude.
Solid enough movie. Definitely better than Black Adam. Arguably better than the first one.
That was really fun. I'm going to say better than the first one.
Never been my favorite character, so that's always...
Happy ending. Freddy gets the girl. I like
that. Not really much of a character arc for Eugene, for instance. But then again, when you have that many side characters, it's hard to give them all something. Doritos product placement here.
Good for Helen Mirren.
No Mr. Mind. No returning Dr. Savannah. Wasn't expecting Elvis to close the movie out.
We're just, you know, taking liberties at this point. No.
Battle wagon.
I like the thrown in, I'm gay.
Yeah, that was probably one of my favorite parts of the movie. We're superheroes. I'm gay.
It's true. Like, there's never a better time to do that than nobody cares at that point.
Right.
There's a fucking dragon coming to kill us.
Let's see what mid-credit scene we get.
Oh my god, it's The Rock.
Hey. Suicide Squad, guys. No, I would totally be doing this kind of shit if I were him. Because fucking Amanda Waller, that's why. Right, look at her.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are we getting a Justice Society movie?
They were trying to. Not gonna get to happen now.
Well, you did the post credit scene, though.
Yeah, but it's all getting rebooted. Authority, huh?
I had a lot of fun, Tony.
This was solid. Yeah, not going to be on my top three DC films of all time or anything, but
3 out of 5.
Yeah, it's pretty much one of those. Arguably a 3.5. Kind of depends on your mood. But that's all going to be tossed away. There's almost no way that they're going to continue this, I would assume.
I think they should continue it. You got HBO Max. Do a series.
Terrified mother, terrified child, sweaty street goer. I don't know if there is another post-credit thing. I usually just always stay until the end for all these movies. And this is obviously, like, you know, when I go see Oppenheimer in theaters, I'm not going to stick to the end. I don't think Christopher Nolan's putting a post-credit scene on that movie.
Well, but yeah, we're here. Follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. I'd like to talk more about superheroes. I talk about, honestly, if you follow my Twitter, you'll notice I'm just a child. And like I just tweet whatever comes to mind, which is not a good philosophy, but it's what I do. So there's that. Dudefelice.com coming soon forever and ever and ever. Dudefelice on Instagram, Dudefelice on Twitch. Check out my YouTube channel if you're into wrestling stuff. I can promise wrestling stuff there. I can't promise anything else yet. Fanboys Anonymous, which is the website you're on. Tell them about it, Tony. I was going to start plugging your website for you.
Yeah, obviously, as I mentioned before, if you guys want more of this content, then obviously there are many different ways that you can let us know. One of them being just drop a comment below and tell us that you want to see us do more of these things. Or if you have any suggestions of content, then toss that our way. We'll take that all into consideration. We always want to do these fan tracks. We don't do anywhere near as many of them as we want because we just don't have the time. But if we could, we'd be doing these at least like once a week, probably.
Please, the Burtonverse, please.
The Burton stuff. I mean, we want to get more into the X-Men stuff before the X-Men 97 comes out. I've got ideas of different ways to incorporate different other movies here and there. Obviously, I mentioned before, check out The Batman, A Nighttime Story, 100 Records from the Wayne Foundation Archives. There is no Shazam in that. I will spoil that. One thing that's a rule of thumb for my blueprints, unless it's like the Justice League blueprint or something, is no crossovers. So you will not see Superman in the Batman story. It's a little too complicated to do that. But the Blueprint Project is something that if I have the time and all that, maybe I eventually do a Shazam-based thing. I don't know. I haven't really thought too much about it. There's plenty of other stuff coming your way, though, when it comes to the Power Rangers stuff and Spider-Man and Superman and James Bond and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Star Wars.
I'll
and all.
I'll throw this one out there because there's a Netflix movie. It's a TMNT movie. It's animated. I believe it's on Netflix. I want to watch it. I heard good things. I believe it came out last year. Heard some pretty great things. And
we got another one of them coming out soon, the Seth Rogen one.
I mean, I think John Cena's in that one too.
Yeah, so
Rock City.
Any of these kind of things are fair game. Plenty of other content too, like the Mount Rushmore type stuff we mentioned before and all that. So if you follow Fanboys Anonymous, you follow us on our personal accounts, me at Tony Mango, Rob over there at Dude Felice. Make sure you hit the share button too. You know, if you got somebody who you think is interested in checking out our content, as simple as it could be, if you hit the like button and the share button, the more people that watch, the better. And the more support that we can get, the more that we can bring you more content, better content, upgrade our stuff. You know, it's all a snowball effect type thing. So if you're thinking like, hey, man, you know, when The Flash comes out, I want to hear what these guys have to say about it. Let us know. We'll do something Flash based. Same thing with Aquaman. Same thing with on the Marvel side of things. Or, I mean, shit, we watched Samaritan. We watched, obviously, it doesn't have to be completely superhero movies either. You know, Soul, for instance.
So, I would love to watch more just animated movies.
Yeah, like that Elemental thing that's coming out. I still haven't seen Coco, you know.
That's a sin. Speaking of Coco, we want to do the Mount Rushmore Disney songs, and if you don't think that we're going to do it, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
I want to spend so much time in this space. And the beautiful thing about Fanboys Anonymous being ours is we're not obligated to cover anything in particular.
Yeah.
So, open season, baby. You want us to talk about The Flash and how we can't believe that that movie got made?
Yeah.
When Batgirl was finished and got canned? we'll do it.
We'll do whatever it is if you guys want to support it. If you want to directly make sure we do it, hit up the Pick Your Poison. Yeah, we're not going to watch that. We already said that before. But yeah, Shazam Fury and the Gods. It's another fan track. I think number 67 in the books. TV shows, movies, whatever it is. I don't know the next one. It's going to be coming your way whenever it is. Let's see what happens here. We've got a jail cell. Maybe this is Dr. Savannah. Yep, okay, we got a bald guy, so it's got to be Savannah.
And they never saw him again.
There's Mr. Mind popping up. Okay. Yeah, look at this. What is this all about? I don't know what that little logo was, but that was kind of neat. All right. Well, that is Shazam Fury of the Gods. And I am assuming we're going to have another Fantrax coming to you in the next couple weeks or so. I don't know what, but stay tuned, subscribe, and we will see you when we see everybody. Make sure that you're going to anthonymango.com, follow all those links that you can find. Make sure you are going to fanboysanonymous.com if you're not already there, following us all over the place. Stay tuned to the Blueprint Project that I mentioned, and adios. Time for us to geek out.